Velkommen til samtaler om sundhedsinnovation. Denne episode er lidt anderledes end ellers, da vi faktisk blot videredeler en podcast lavet af NHS, der er det nationale sundhedssystem i England, Wales og Nordirland. I forbindelse med, at NHS Confederation lavede en podcastserie om integrated care-modeller, ønskede de at inkludere en del om det syddanske projekt Sambo, der er et regionalt samarbejde mellem regionen og de 22 kommuner i Syddanmark om sammenhængende patientforløb på tværs af sektorer. I podcasten interviews regionsdirektør Janne Kravlund, kvalitetskonsulent på Sygehus Sønderjylland Tove Larsen, samt vores egen enhedschef i Syddansk Sundhedsinnovation Christian Mercado.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to this NHS Confederation podcast. To find out about all the latest news and events across the Confederation, visit www.nhsconfed.org.
Hello, my name is James Maddox and I'm the International Policy and Programme Officer at the NHS Confederation. Welcome to the fourth in a series of podcasts looking at how NHS organisations can learn from, and in some cases have already adapted, integrated models of care from abroad. In this episode, we go to the region of southern Denmark to explore how they approach coordinating integrated care across the 22 independent municipalities in the region through an agreement called Sambo.
We wanted an agreement that no matter what hospital, no matter what municipality you lived in, it was the same procedures, the same cooperation, the same IT platform.
The Sambo model is one example of a cross-sectoral collaboration that's very formalized and has become a core part in how we collaborate between our sectors.
The patients are at the hospital for a very short time. The Sambo can support that we do quicker and better planning.
We sent our reporter, Jo Hagen, to southern Denmark to discover more about the Danish healthcare system, why the Sambo approach was needed, and how they are using digital innovation to share patient information between organisations and support collaboration between professionals.
After the 2007 Danish local government reform, there was a clear distinction of what roles local, regional and national leaders had in delivering healthcare outcomes in Denmark, as the system became streamlined and tailored to more individual needs, with more responsibility resting with the newly formed 5 regions, and within that, the 98 municipalities, allowing the state to focus on national policy frameworks. The regions, meanwhile, were to look after services such as hospitals and psychiatric services, whilst the municipalities provided health and social care locally. This division led to the Sambo Agreement, which was introduced in 2009, to ensure there was an exchange of experiences, development of guidelines, and promotion of continuity of care as patients transitioned between different levels of care, which was a particular concern for a growing elderly population who relied on multiple interventions. To find out some of the challenges this agreement initially brought about, I travelled to the small town of Vejle, where I met Jane Kraglund, the CEO of the Southern Denmark region.
Hej, du snakker med Jane Kraglund. Ja, tak for dit forslag.
One of the biggest challenges was and is that we have 22 municipalities, because each municipality want to do their own priorities, and they want to do whatever they find is the right way to do things. So it is a challenge to cooperate with 22 municipalities that are independent. So we have to be very good persuading the municipalities why it was so important to have one common agreement. Because for the patients and our citizens, it's very important that they expect continuity in care.
Hej.
Hej Christoffer. Kom hey. Indenfor.
Mange tak.
Nå, skal vi snakke lidt om Sambo-aftalen i dag?
Ja. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next, I met Tolf Larsen in Arbenra. Tolf is a quality consultant lead at the South Denmark Hospital and works closely with the municipalities to ensure collaboration between them and the hospital. Tolf also leads an educational course where she teaches staff in how to understand and use the Sambo model in their daily work life.
Yeah, perfect. Det vil være kanon.
The model is an important model for how we collaborate, because some of the basic principles is about how to give the right data to each other at the right time, and also how we need to focus on having the patient involved all the time. Also the fact that it systemizes the way we work, how we communicate. We have specific formats that describes how to put data to each other, how to communicate the data needed to the other part for the planning from admission to discharge. So this systematic thing is very important because we are huge organizations that need to have expectations on what we can expect for each other. And I think that helps both workflow but also patient safety and the quality of how we plan discharge. And the Sambo agreement supports that.
Going from a rigid one-size-fits-all approach to a more systematic and targeted approach has brought about many benefits to the region.
I think the key benefit is that you have a structured way to cooperate for the benefit of the patients. You know what to do. It's not arbitrary. It's planned, and you know when to do things. And when you know that, it is better. When you are organized about something you have to do, it makes better results. So I think that's a good starting point, but we will never be finished. We always have to be better.
The way it compares to the old system is that before this agreement, we talked a lot over the phone, and if we had to write, we did it by hand. With this model, we write primarily electronic communication, and that supports that the data are in time data, and also that the way the things that we document are based on the format we use. So the format also helps getting the right data to the other part. So it's a tool to support better data at the right time.
Good communication is vital to ensure a seamless patient journey through different settings, allowing a discharge date to be agreed between the patient, hospital, and other health and social services.
In the hospital, we have workforce that considers not only but also the collaboration between municipality, hospital, and GPs. And there we can talk about what agreements do we have and how does it function. And also we have some employees around the hospitals that are key persons regarding the Sambo agreement, the Sambo model. So they have also, we meet with these key persons and talk to them about the Sambo model and other agreements that we have in the collaboration between hospital, municipality, and GPs also. Outside the hospital, if we look at the collaboration between the hospital and the municipalities connected primarily to this hospital, we meet to make sure that there is a connection from the hospital to the four municipalities around this hospital.
But does this improvement in communication and collaboration really have an impact on patient satisfaction?
Once a year, we measure the patient's satisfaction upon a lot of things. And we also ask the patients, are you satisfied with the cooperation between the hospital and the municipalities? And most patients are satisfied. But of course, I don't know if the reason why they're satisfied is this agreement. But I do think that it is a very variable thing in the cooperation, but they are satisfied.
And some of that positive feedback could be attributed to the level of involvement that the patient has in their own health pathway.
To understand the patient needs, it's important to have patient involvement. When we write to each other and give each other information, it's grounded on the consent from the patient. So in that way, we secure that the patient knows what's going on. But also when the patient gets admitted and is known by the municipality, you could have important information brought by the municipality from the admission report. So that's a good thing. And it comes right away. Thereby, it's also important that these data are updated.
Data sharing has been key to the success of the agreement, with Denmark set to be at the forefront in the application of IT technologies in the health and welfare sector. This is because the SAMBO agreement has allowed health innovation centres the freedom to design the future of the health system.
Næste stop er Odense Banegård, plads C.
And that takes me to the last place on my journey around southern Denmark, to the city of Odense. I wanted to learn about all the technological developments taking shape at the Health Innovation Centre of southern Denmark. Christian Mercado is the head of digital innovation at the centre.
We can't just put more nurses and doctors into our hospitals because there's also a fixed number of possible staff. So one of the ways that we can deliver healthcare in the future, we need to turn to technology. That's why we focus on digital innovation to help us overcome these challenges in regards to how do we deliver healthcare in the future. And at the Health Innovation Center of Southern Denmark, we sort of have three different focuses in regards to digital innovation. The one is collaboration between the healthcare sectors. This is where SAMBO is a huge part of this collaboration. We also have health technology and telehealth. And some of the similarities between these areas is that we can't just solve this problem by looking at our hospitals exclusively. We need to bring in the general practitioners, we need to bring in the municipalities and find solutions that increase the collaboration between these three parties of the healthcare sector.
I think innovation has helped a lot, because if you don't innovate things, you don't move to another level. So of course you have to have innovation. But it's not innovation like a new thing you can buy. It's innovation that takes place among people. You have to put people in the same room. You have to make people in a position where they can develop new ideas. How can we develop this agreement? How can we make new places where we can use this agreement? And I think maybe in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, we are in another place, in another level, because right now we're using the agreement by pushing out information.
One of our key philosophies at the Health Innovation Centre of Southern Denmark is we need to have a hospital or a municipality or a general practitioner involved in all of our projects. We need to make sure that the innovations that we work with have roots within the daily life of the healthcare professionals.
This is our plug and play lab, which we utilize to simulate cross-sectoral workflows, and we also utilize it to...
Christian is a firm believer that digitalization will be one of the main solutions to how we can deliver healthcare in the future, and has already seen examples of how it can be of benefit to the patient.
4 rooms in a 2-story house cut down the middle, and our lower left we have a citizen's home.
In the region of southern Denmark and Denmark in general, telemedicine is improving the way we deliver healthcare to patients at home by enabling us to deliver healthcare services not dependent on a specific geographical location. Currently, we are in the process of rolling out home monitoring for COPD patients, which will enable us to both increase the quality of the care for the patients, but also enable the patient to have a higher degree of personal freedom, as they will not be as dependent on being transported from their home to a hospital or to a doctor's office. It's an example of a national project that is implemented on a regional and municipal level. We also have projects that the regions agree upon Currently, we are implementing home monitoring of pregnant women that experience complications during their pregnancy. The case here is to ensure that the pregnant women are not admitted to the hospital, but can stay at home and be monitoring and have their both the fetus and the mother monitored from at home. There are then healthcare professionals within the hospital that follow the measurements as though they were admitted to the hospital.
So what next for the Innovation Centre, as they hope to continue to be that bridge between the different local and regional health settings? Could artificial intelligence provide the answer in predicting health outcomes and making early interventions?
What we've seen in regards to the maturity of artificial intelligence and the maturity of our regions in regards to adopting artificial intelligence is that we have a pretty good idea that it can help us with some of the problems we are facing now and also some of the problems that we will be facing in the future, but we're not quite sure on how can we take this technology and implement it to the maximum benefit. That's why we developed, we distributed these 2 million euros to project proposals from our hospitals, so we can do some different tests in regards to in this area or this, for this patient group or for this specific healthcare delivery. Artificial intelligence gives us these benefits, but in these other areas, it doesn't really bring anything new to the table.
The setting up and implementation of Sambo was a result of strong regional leadership, and the NHS can relate to this with the formation of the ICSs across the country. But what is some of the advice that the NHS could take from the infrastructure needed for this kind of project?
I think if you want to do something like that in the NHS, of course you have to do it your way. But I think you have to accept that if you want to do something that really matters in respect of the cooperation between hospitals and municipalities, you have to make an agreement. And you have to make an agreement that covers everything, that covers referrals, that covers admissions, that covers everything in the patient pathway between the hospitals and the municipalities. And I think you have to add IT support, because it is so big that it's not possible to do without an IT system that makes it possible to exchange data and to exchange agreements and whatever you have of cooperation issues between hospitals and municipalities.
Thank you to Jane, Tove and Christian for taking the time to share their experience and insights with us. The Sambo approach demonstrates how joined up communication between the independent providers of health and care services across the 22 municipalities has enabled better decision making to be taken with regards to patient management, and that this is leading to improved patient experiences. The communication is also leading to more equitable collaboration between organisations that is resulting in more innovation being developed and adopted across the region. This has been the final episode in our international integration series. We hope that you've enjoyed them and found the content useful. If you'd like to listen to any other episodes in the series or read the detailed reports on each model, then you can do so by visiting our website. Thanks for listening.
Samtaler om sundhedsinnovation er produceret af Christian Mercado, Morten Givskud og William Binderup Jensen, der også står for speak og redigering.